Good morning and welcome to Monday. I have a bit of an announcement to make this morning. I have discovered an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell.
And it's hidden in your throat like the Mucilix man?
It is. They operate out of Sweden. And they are producing an effective yet insidious product called Ricola.
Ricola! Are they Swedish? I thought they were Swiss.
Are they Swiss?
Switzerland. Yeah, they're from Switzerland.
All right, so Al-Qaeda operates out of Switzerland then.
See the commercials with the guy with the big horn on the field, you know?
Oh, these things are very, very effective, but holy cow, they're horrible.
What flavor do you have? Oh, you have original. You don't even have a flavor.
Yeah, they're just... And they're sharp cubes.
Yeah.
So when you put it in your mouth and you're getting ready to go on the air, you're expecting to tuck it between your cheek and gum like these others. I've got some Halls that I was using.
Those are useless.
This thing has now shredded the inside of my mouth, and it tastes like somebody detonated an IED in there.
Well, it's because it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. It's got, it uses natural ingredients. There is sugar, but
it's
the last listed ingredient. They list these ingredients by how much is in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and sugar is listed last here, so that's why.
What's the number one ingredient? Insidiousness?
It's an herb mixture.
Oh, Lord.
Elder, whorehound, hyslop, lemon balm, linden flowers, mallow, peppermint, sage, thyme, and wild thyme. Oof. So there you go.
Sounds like a Simon and Garfunkel
song. I know.
And then starch, syrup, and sugar.
That's just
a little bit at the end.
That's just to put it all together.
Yeah, to keep it together, right.
Oh, and make it look like a candy. Wow, this stuff is nasty. But...
Well, does it work, though?
Yeah, it does, because I...
Better than the Halls.
I was very, very concerned coming in this morning, because this weekend, guys, I had no voice whatsoever. I could barely talk over a whisper this weekend at all. And I was very, very concerned.
Don't be calling me on a Monday morning saying you have no voice.
Well,
this was very difficult at the Mila house because his wife and daughter could not take instruction from him as they normally do. Yeah.
I know my family.
They looked at me like,
"Honey, what shall we do today?
You have to get healthy because we have to sit out in the sub-zero temperatures and announce the floats on Saturday at the Mozity Parade."
I know.
That voice recovered, man.
I know. I'm working on it, buddy. Saturday, I was in bad shape. I was really in bad shape. But yesterday, I was feeling a lot better. And then this morning, I felt normal. It's just my voice is weak. So, you guys, I apologize for the bad-sounding voice. You just bear with me. Friday, of course, was Black Friday. And it wasn't all doom and gloom, although we are going to talk about some of the most horrific stories from Black Friday.
There's a website that lists them all with video.
And it's not all bad. There's a guy that has a website or a YouTube channel. And his fun thing to do is go to retailers and ask them for ridiculous items. And they're hilarious. And he's got many, many, many videos of him doing this. Well, of course, he decided to go out on Black Friday and do this.
Did he live?
Oh, yeah. And I've got a compilation here of some of the things that he was asking for. You ready?
Okay.
These are some of the things that he went into stores and was asking for on Black Friday.
Do you have that Christmas music for pigs?
No, we do have a music selection.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's also where you'd have like Justin Bieber's Kwanzaa CD. Do you have those Portuguese fish socks? We'll need some shoe trimmers. Coolio's? You know Coolio, the rapper?
Yeah.
It's his cereal. I didn't see DiCaprio's over there either. How about twerky jerky? It's like that beef jerky, but it's for like girls who twerk a lot and stuff. Ear pudding.
Ear pudding? What is that?
No sneeze snails. How about the shroud of Turin beach towel?
No.
That's
dog
funny.
Stilts. My dog has a height complex. Priest repellent. The spray, not the lotion. Baby's first cheese grater. You've got Syphilis starring Meg Ryan. Sad gravy. You know, like when you have a Thanksgiving dinner, but a tragedy has occurred, and you want the appropriate gravy. I'm sorry, Barbara Streisand's duck sauce. Maybe you have the Call of Judge Judy, the video game. The Breaking Bad My Little Meth Lab playset. Barack Obama Llama Pajama.
No, definitely not.
I just need a midget trap. Jesus Take the Wheel brand GPS. Do you know if you guys carry Mr. Buster's Flustered Mustard?
Dude, I love your show on YouTube, man.
I got busted.
There it is.
There's no one who works at Walmart who understands the Shroud of Turin beach towel.
Jesus takes the wheel GPS.
Now, wouldn't that be awesome?
No, brother.
Now, dude, look, you know, the funny thing of it is, though, is that when I heard about the Shroud of Turin beach towel, dude, that's a heck of an idea.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, that it's
is,
not.
Dude, that is an
amazing. Who is going to buy that?
I would buy it.
No,
and
would
I would
you
take
use it?
Yes, I would. I would take it to the beach and just
lay out while you tan.
Yes, and just for the people that would look at it with that in that horrid, that horrific look on their face. I would. And
no, that's not an image of Christ. That's the imprint from my butt cheeks, really.
And it's like, I got it, you know, I used a little too much spray tan. Easy, easy, easy. And the midget trap, that cracked me up. I'm sorry. That was just absolutely hilarious.
Now, you know what the biggest Black Friday news was? It was posted online yesterday, and it's part of a CBS 60 Minutes Extra.
Mm.
That Amazon says it is testing the delivery of some of its product by drone.
Yes. Can you imagine that?
They actually have a video of this. It's from their fulfillment center in Arizona, where they're out of the desert, so there's wide open spaces.
Yes.
And they try this out with employees.
Uh-huh.
You order something, and it's a tiny drone. It's about the size of, I don't know, a laundry basket, maybe?
Yes.
But your special package clips on underneath it. Mm-hmm. It has 8 tiny propellers.
Yep.
And it lands in your driveway, releases its cargo, and then flies off.
And
that's fascinating.
It is. It's absolutely fascinating. There's only one bad side about it, is if you get the package, you look at it and go, I didn't order this, the drone kills you.
Oh.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.